a publisher of a magazine called me for some PR advice when her readers started attacking her editorial team for featuring a certain politician on the cover of their magazine. She wanted to put out a response apologizing immediately just to stop the onslaught of hate comments being posted on social media and the ensuing press coverage about it. Before you apologize under social pressure, take an unapologetic stand for the truth. I guided this publisher to go back and look at the facts of their story before reacting with an apology. Turns out, her cover story was reported without bias, and as we talked through it, it was obvious her readers weren't doing much reading and primarily responding to headlines and pictures. If this publisher apologized, as her readers were pressuring her to do, she'd be admitting guilt to something she wasn't guilty of at all. The pitch challenge today: don't let your emotions get in the way of logic when someone is demanding an apology. People feel pretty entitled these days, so they are quick to ask for apologies. Just because someone asks for an apology doesn't mean an apology is warranted. The mistake people can make is delivering quick on an apology because they feel pressured or don't want anyone talking poorly about them. However, what if that apology is unwarranted? There are other ways to deliver a respectful response, such as acknowledging the concerns of the offended without assuming undeserved wrongdoing. For this publisher's response, I recommended that she tell her readers the following. The cover feature is controversial. However, the article states only the balanced facts about the person featured. As journalists, it's our job to report the news and the facts that back it up, even if it's unpopular to our readers. But that's what makes for good reporting. Apologies for the shocker, but it's an example of how we are not influenced by advertisers or readers to provide trustworthy editorial coverage, and you can continue to rely on us to share the stories other outlets may be afraid to cover. My advice to this publisher provides a simple example of how you can stand up for what's right while recognizing the concern and addressing the demand without admitting guilt to something you are not guilty of in the first place.